Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome
hello,
to...
Hello, Rob!
Oh, hello! It's the magic spam. Who's hello. That voice? Who's that strange voice
I'm
in the distance?
Back. I've saved you.
Poor old Gallon's back on the dole. Bullard is here. Ian Smith is here. Seth Johnson's our guest.
Yes, welcome, Seth. How are you?
Not bad, thanks.
Looking good?
No.
Fresh? A little bit more plump?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've bulked up a bit, I think.
Yeah. Straight
he's
in done,
I'm so sorry. You know, he's gone in early there, hasn't he?
That's
right.
That's what everyone says when they see
you're
me.
Just enjoying retirement?
I am, yes.
You are retired, aren't you?
Yeah,
okay, cool. Just checking the research.
It's called Breaking the Ice, and yeah. We've done it now.
Very exciting. It's the fifth episode of Series 4. We've had a couple. Last one you weren't here, Jim. You're back now. But you've been busy. Well, what happened with the last couple of episodes? Where was you?
I'll be honest. I've just took a manager's job, Leverhead.
Congratulations.
Yeah, loving it.
Have you done your badges?
No. but that ain't the point, right?
Okay, yep.
I've put in for my badges. I'm doing my badges in May.
Fair enough.
Because I took over this gig, can't really do them now. So May, I've put in for my B&A, which do your B licence and your A licence combined. So I'm going to Northern Ireland to do that.
Did Kev Gallen tell you about that one? In Northern Ireland?
He might
that's
have.
The one.
There was a few boys that went, get over to Northern Ireland. That's the best one to go on.
Why is that the best one?
It's just it's like a gentle break you in kind of thing.
Of so 2 week.
It's not so indoors. Much English FA regimented. So I think that'll suit me.
That.
Yeah, obviously that's going to suit me a lot better.
Fair enough. And you just
and the reason why I wasn't here, boys, I've got to apologise to our listeners as well as yous guys, especially. It's because I didn't get asleep till 7:30 that day.
Insomnia.
I don't know what it is. Is that what you call it?
Insomnia is where you just can't get to sleep.
Yeah, well, I couldn't.
Through stress.
Yeah, it wasn't stress. It was just stuff on my mind. I was thinking formations.
So how did it come about? How did you get...
What, am I not sleeping?
The leverage. No, the leverage.
Oh,
job.
Right. Had it come... Last 6 months, I've been missing it like mad.
Mm.
Well, last year. And then last 6 months crept up on me. And then I had a few chats to my old ex-managers. And I was like... Want to get into...
Was it the Barry Fry episode?
Yeah, obviously, I fired into Barry's ear. I said, look, anything around Peterborough, give us a shout, bit of scouting, bit of this, bit of that.
Yeah.
So I put a few phone calls about, and then Tony Berman, who's at Dartford in the Conference South, was like, helped me start my football career. He's been manager there, so I phoned him up, and I was going to go and do a little bit of him to watch. And then the very next day, he phones me and says, there's a job come up. Do you fancy? I know it's a bit quick. I went, bloody hell. Straight up. He said, the Leverhead gig. I was like, yeah, Tone, look, listen, he said there's no better way to start than here. Cut your teeth in this league, which is Ryan Prem. Went and met the chairman and the board. Brilliant, fantastic, went away. Done.
Have you been to Canvey Island yet?
Yeah, my mum actually thought it was an island.
Canvey Island's pitch is underwater. It's like 15 foot under sea level.
But there's a thing here. Canvey Island is an actual island.
What is it?
Hang on a second.
It's, well, if you Google it, right? No, seriously. Seriously,
it's
right?
Good, it's good. When did you start using Google?
My mum went, Chloe, I've got to do a lot of travelling. I went, she's Kent, by the way. She went, Canvey Island's miles away. I went, Mum, it's Essex. She went, nah. It's in an island up the road, like right up north. I went, nah, you're mad. You're cracking. And she actually thinks it's an island all on its own.
She needs Google. But
yeah, she needs a new...
Have you missed us then, Jim? Like, I think you should look at this as your like couple of hours to switch off and chat about football.
I can't switch off, Rob. I'm on it now. This is the thing you've got. I'm drained. I've come in today. I'm as low as shark shit. I'm drained. But I'll get there. I'll get there. I've also, right, get on this one. My neck has been killing me because I've had a notepad and pen, so I'm like jotting things down. Blah, 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 blah. And look at the angle. Look, the listeners can't see it.
Give me your
head
pointing down, looking at the notebook.
So it's pointing down in the crutch area.
Yeah.
Try and go sleep. And you're getting neck ache. Try and go sleep like that. Oh my God! You like that? You wake up and you try and turn and you can't turn
because of the notebook.
Oh, it's a killer. It's a killer. So not only can I. Not only can I not sleep because my brain's going 100 mile an hour, I can't sleep because my neck's in agony. So I feel like I've had a car crash.
Your neck hurts 100 miles an hour on it. What else is difficult with management? Is anything your...
Sam Allardyce did well the last 67 days, didn't
we've
he?
Gone in early on Allardyce. What's he done?
Oh, you could... Do you fancy England job? Bit early for you, innit?
Yeah, another 10 years. Might have a little snip, but yeah.
We're glad to have you back anyway.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for the intro. That's me, Dan. Can I go now?
No, we're here. We've got Seth Johnson. Seth, have you listened to his podcast before?
I have, yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I've listened to Hendry's one. That was the first one.
Oh, you mate, Lee Hendry?
Yeah.
Because it was him that told us to get you on.
That is a big reason why you're here. We're not going to lie to you.
Well, yeah. Well, I heard the stick that he gave me on here as well.
what did he call you?
A fat bastard.
You're not fat, though, are you?
Well, I'm not thin.
Yeah, well, you're not, you know...
I am a bit
as overweight. Thin as you were when you played.
No.
But then no one is, are they?
No. Well, really? He is. Henders is.
Just look at Razor.
Is he? Yeah, he's busy, though, isn't he? Yeah, he's always off doing something.
Yeah, he is.
Literally.
What is he doing at the minute? Do you still stay in touch with Henders?
Yeah.
What's he doing at the minute? I've heard he's still playing.
Yeah, he still plays, but he's got his own academy thing, hasn't he?
Right, okay, yeah.
So obviously, one of the biggest, you know, the Leeds negotiation is one of the biggest sort of... And the Peter Ridsdale... Peter Ridsdale said it's a myth.
Uncle Pete?
Yeah.
Well, it is a myth because I wasn't even there.
So what was it again, to people that, you know, not in the loop with the negotiations?
I forget about it. So the myth is, it's like, we're holding out for 13 grand a week here. And then Ridsdale just goes, I'll give you 30 grand a week. And while everyone's stunned in silence and not saying anything, he goes, fuck it, all right, 37. Because he thinks they're not happy with it. That's
not true. I wasn't even on... 37. It went, what happened was I signed a 5-year deal and it went up 2 grand every year.
Yeah.
So I started off, I think it was 27, my first year, and it went up 2 grand every year. So my last year would have been, whatever that is, 30.
Yeah.
35.
It gets told out of control, doesn't it? Time we've heard about, it's like you're on 80 grand.
Yeah. What was Ridsdale like?
He was ace, actually. He was quality. I think he was just desperate to be like, one of the lads kind of thingy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's quite nice having... Yeah, he's a chairman, then?
Yeah, he was nice having a chairman. He was quite, the lads loved him. He was, he was like...
Well, I bet they did. He kept them putting nuts on the end of the paint bag.
The lads used to ring him up on nights out and that pissed up and just...
Brilliant,
like,
really?
Yeah, and give him a stick.
Did he ever come out on a night out?
Not when I was there.
No.
One time when we had a... I'd not been there long, so it must have been a Christmas do or something. We were in some big marquee thing or whatever, but they had like a water area, like a walk where you walk over the water and the water feature.
Yeah, yeah.
The lads threw him into the water feature. I'm like, he's all suited and booted.
Really?
Winged him. And then like Robbie Fowler was like swimming backwards in it and all sorts. And...
I heard that.
Because that's quite a lively bunch, wasn't it, at least? Yeah. Who was the biggest, like the most, you know?
Pisshead.
Yeah. In that team.
Imagine Nigel Martin knocking him back.
Nah, he weren't really.
Is he too sensible?
Yeah, well, I don't know. His nickname was Village.
The idiot.
So, yeah, so he weren't sensible. But no, he won't come out to the Irish like Gary Kelly people. Gary Kelly's like a lunatic.
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah, lunatic. Yeah. Just yeah.
In what way?
He just when he gets pissed, he's just mental.
A lot of
just, just take all his clothes from, just jump in like bins and just
jump in a bin naked.
The one time on a, I think it must have been the off season. He rang up. Do you know Kevin Blackwell? He was a manager at Leeds for a bit.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a knob, to be fair.
And he's ex-goalie, isn't he?
Yeah.
All goalies
are
weirdos, isn't he?
So Gary Kelly rang him up during the off season, going, "What a prick!" Down the phone to him, and he's going, "Hello, who's this?" "What a prick!" So he kept doing it for, he kept reading about all summer. So gone back for pre-season.
Why did he pick Blackwell? Just
because he's a knob, and he's.
So he was manager at the time.
He was manager, yeah.
Oh, he was the Leeds manager.
Yeah.
He was his manager.
What a prick. So then we got back for pre-season. He's gone, "Kel, were you ringing me during the summer?" He's gone, "No, I haven't even got your number." You know, someone kept ringing me during the summer. Prank calling me.
Brilliant.
Weren't me.
Good.
You know what's funny? It's Jason Wilcox.
Really?
Yeah,
I
mean, he was.
Was he really?
He used to
do
impressions of everyone.
Good squad.
Roy Hodgson used to do impressions of all the time.
Did he really?
Blackburn man, yeah. But he was just hilarious. He just used to hammer everyone. Like,
was there sort of much pranks going on?
I thought Sam Allardyce nailed the Roy Hodgson.
Pretty much nailed it.
Didn't get no credit.
400 grand, I'd learn any impression.
We said that in the news, like, I'm sorry, but you've got to admit, I absolutely got Roy Hodgson spot.
Imagine that. Yeah, I got the thing, but that was that.
That's by mutual consent. So can we have a bit of praise for my impression of Roy?
John, we got a chance of getting him on.
Allardyce.
Well, we know his price, don't we?
Just have to tell him it's a Middle Eastern podcast.
Oh, shit.
Was there any sort of battles of ego in that team? Because, you know, they're all such big, like, personalities and players.
Nah, no, it was good. It was a tight group, to fair. The team spirit, and that was brilliant, yeah.
I can remember it come across like that as well.
Yeah.
Whenever they had interviews,
because they're all like
decent
young lads.
Yeah.
Mainly,
yeah.
But then the older lads are great, like Bats and Nigel Martin.
Yeah.
Like, they were
he's just gone missing, hasn't he? He just lives in a caravan now.
He's oddball.
He's lives in a
was
caravan.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Ledge, like, great geezer, but
why was he odd?
Strange. He just hated football. He just.
Was it that penalty?
I don't think he gave a shit.
I wasn't there then. He literally couldn't wait to finish training. As soon as he finished training, it'd be about, from the first team pitch to the changing rooms, it'd be about, I don't know, 100-yard walk, not even that.
Yeah.
You'd be coming off, just literally walking off. He'd be in his car driving past you, going home.
You get some boys like that.
You get changed at home and everything. Like, he wouldn't.
He'd just come in a kit and all.
Yeah. Wouldn't have a wash bag, never had, like, the lad said he didn't even have, like, credit cards or anything. Or.
He's like, going back to the woods.
Stands like Steve McClaren.
Driving in his boots. Tapping mud on the brake.
Where's drawing a dick on my banana?
Because it's going to be funny
people
when you eat it later, isn't it?
I've got
a YouTube channel where I play FIFA with mates and stuff like that, right?
You can't start talking about your own YouTube.
No, but I'm trying to say it's come up. Like, on it, Ian come on it. Jimmy's supposed to do it 2 weeks running, but he's been unwell and he's not sleeping.
Yeah.
All that pressure he's got to do for work for 90 minutes watching other people play football, nightmare. What formation are we going to play? Probably 4-4-2 again. Yeah, brilliant. Great.
Tactical genius.
Yeah, the geezer's a postman during the day. I'm going to try a wing back. Leave it out, mate. I've done 7 miles delivering letters. 4-4-2, but a big geezer and a little geezer up front. And have a night there, lie down, and get someone else to write your notes.
They're now on here. Unbelievable.
You've been watching them.
Seriously. How do you know that?
You're lacking energy today. I've done double shift, haven't I? I do stock take.
What are the jobs? Do you know the other jobs that the players have got?
Yeah, some of them.
Because it's always, when it's ever in the FA Cup early rounds, it's always like, oh, the winger, Steve Webber, there, is actually local butcher. And everyone's like, oh. And then he starts going, oh, great. Just do like shit puns about just like, oh, yeah. He really chopped him down. What I noticed about early stages of FA Cup. So you've got a couple of City workers, every semi-pro team's got a postman.
Not that I know of.
I bet you've got a postie. Especially at Christmas, you'll have one. They do a bit of extra.
You'd be sat by then.
Mate, have you seen the Christmas postman?
And
like, God, Seth's got
like
him. He remembered the tubby line and now he's gone in and you'll be sat by Christmas. Do you want to do your Ian Risdale quiz?
All right. This is a quiz that I wrote this morning. So, who knows whether any of this is going to be true? Might all be wrong.
So bad.
So you can all get involved in this. This is quite a facty one.
This is embarrassing.
There's a this attitude, Jimmy. Yeah. Since you become the gaff.
Yeah, since you're the gaff man, you've really sort of.
No, right, you're allowed to criticise my quizzes when you get your first victory.
Get on the quiz for yourself.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know. Should we do? I mean, it's not good that I'm like, I don't even like this quiz.
This quiz
is very facty, I think. Should we do the one about One Cap Wonders? That's funnier.
Because you play for England?
Yeah.
One cap.
15 minutes, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
But didn't you nearly score
an incredible
goal or something?
It wasn't incredible, no, but I literally just walked on the pitch.
Oh, you had first touch, right?
Yeah, I just...
For England?
Come in, yeah, sprinted in and... Buffon saved it. It was like an unbelievable save.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I just like got in front of the defender, just poked it, and he just like tipped over the bar from about 5 yards out.
Any other keeper probably would have gone in.
Yeah.
Okay. So whose father made £10,000 when he bet 100-1 that his 11-year-old son had gone to play for England? Got one.
Oh, I know this.
Chris Kirkland.
Yeah.
Yes, wow, mate.
Good shot.
See?
Good work.
It's a good quiz.
Was it so gone? Explain it slowly. So he's dead.
So he bet when his kid was 11, when Chris Kirkland was 11, he was like, he's going to play for England. And they must have said 100-1. So how much did he put on that? A grand. And he only played
grand.
Once, but he nailed it.
No way. What's that? It's amazing.
He won 100 grand.
100. No, 100, yeah. Maths is hard, isn't it?
What did he win?
He won £10,000.
No. All the numbers have changed quite dramatically.
I don't remember what I said. He made £10,000 when he bet 100-1 that his 11-year-old. Okay. There's too many ones in this.
Yeah, it's too many ones. Yeah. But either way, well done, Chris. Well done, his dad.
Yes.
And well done, Seth. You got
Thank
it right.
You, yeah.
This one is more for Seth because we know this one. Which One Cup wonder of me and Rob and I think Jimmy seen the testicles of?
Oh.
What sort of question is that?
Has he been on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So which...
Henders?
No.
No.
What are you asking?
Whose balls have we seen and he's got one cap for England?
You must Razor, yeah?
Yeah,
yes. Razor Udders.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's only one man who gets his nuts at.
Who was an Everton senior when Wayne Rooney was a youth player but made his debut alongside him and it was his only appearance?
I know. Go on.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Go on again, Seth.
Francis Jefferson.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the best anyone's ever done on a quiz.
I just sit at home and watch football all day.
Got nice job.
Do you watch Arsenal football?
Yeah, I love football, yeah. Yeah, yeah, watch all everything.
This is impressive. Which?
Villa.
How are they doing now?
Not
well. Not well. Okay, right, we'll do that. What player got a debut after a surprise call-up due to his scoring record at Championship side Preston? Scored in his debut but never played again.
David Nugent.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Michael Ricketts.
No.
He's on fire. He knows his footy.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Busy, isn't it? Monday morning, Premiership years sure, again. Right, yeah. 96, 98, all right, whatever. So last week, but here we go. It's raining, golf's off. If it's not that, I'm sneezing or asleep.
Brilliant. Rob. Killing me.
Right, which One Cup Wonder was part of an FA Cup winning team where he had the nickname Rhino?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I know that one, I think.
Oh, go on.
Talk me through the question again.
Right. He was part of an FA Cup winning team where he gained the nickname Rhino.
So, Rhino was an old... It isn't this, but Rhino was Keith Stevens, yeah?
Yeah, but it's not Keith.
Right, okay.
First name David.
Hasselhoff?
Yeah!
Rhino, no.
David Dunn.
Dunn.
Oh, David Dunn.
No, David Dunn.
Unsworth.
David yeah. Dunn.
Of course it is. Yeah. Big centre half, left pegger.
I don't know.
Yeah. Everton.
Bit of a whiff on him. Bit Steve Staunton-esque.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get this one. I think you know this one. Who got one cap and holds a record for committing the most fouls in the Premier League in history? And he's also one of the most fouled players.
Oh. That's a good
in
question.
History. Was it back...
Danny Mills? No, he played more
Was it
once.
Back...
Kevin Davis.
In the 90s?
Yeah. Oh, you're on fire! Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You've definitely had a chat before you've come in here.
Can you see that his laptop
Have you really had a
chat
before you've
come
tiny
in?
Hair?
How have you pulled that out? How...
I told you I'd just sit home and watch football.
That's
I?
Out of hand. Yeah, it's a good chat, though. He's always clobbering people, isn't he?
He's a monster.
Yeah, it's a good chat. I I'll give you that. Go on.
Is that the quiz?
That is yeah.
That's a good quiz. To be fair,
good one to
the best quiz you've ever done.
Well done, Seth.
Thank you.
And I was going to say, what a weirdo you actually was, and you come across really well in that. Anyway,
thank you, mate. Thank you.
Must move on.
Must be. Well, how was the England cap? Good. Did you stand on the touch lines with Del Piero?
Touch lines. All, yeah. all of them. All four. Yeah.
Come on, Del. Come on, Del. I've got to do all four as we were team. Run around the old place. Was it a bit of surreal, yeah?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Even going away with
Beckham
the squad.
Was captain then, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was his first game as captain.
Yeah.
Just
Did you just keep your head down and
yeah,
keep quiet?
Yeah.
You didn't go for the Bentley approach of get Mackie Deasy and shout at Capello?
Yeah. No. No, I didn't do that. I just kept my head down. Just hung around with a few of the young lads that were there. Like,
were they welcoming?
Go. Yeah, yeah, they were spot on.
Yeah.
When I got in the squad, I didn't realise, like, you hear this and that about Bex, but I didn't realise how actually good he was.
Oh, yeah, really?
He was so good. Like, and then we had a tight box. It's probably the tightest box I've ever been in, like 4v4. Like, so you got eight in a box and it was no bigger than, well, must be like a 6 yard by 6 yard. It was ridiculous. You literally didn't have touching him. It's one touch. Bex was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, wow.
Yeah, Scholes was like that, but he dropped out after a day or two. He got an injury or something. But
was he the best in training then?
Well, he was only there for a day or two, but he was... Yeah, it's just like
different class,
another level, you know.
Just their awareness, yeah. Just as a joke, and got a picture straight away, yeah. And it's just like so good. Mm. I tell you who else was unbelievable, which I thought is just a runner, Egbon Lahore.
Yeah,
he was unbelievable.
Really,
unbelievable. I didn't really have him down as like a quick mate. Honestly, like absolutely brilliant.
I always think he looks a bit like a dinosaur. A baby dinosaur.
He looks like confused, doesn't he?
Yeah, a confused dinosaur. Like a dinosaur has been like, oh, you know, like in the Turtles, you know, like Bebop and Rocksteady. You know, like the little henchman is just like a little angry, confused, really quick. Like,
I tell you what, he's a fucking quick dinosaur. He is rapid. Like, he's shit off a shovel.
Really?
Yeah, the quickest dinosaur I've ever seen.
Didn't you accidentally break into Beckham's bedroom or something, or his room?
This was classic. So we turn up at the Grove, the hotel. And it's my first time in the squad. Picked up a trackie, got it in my hand. And I'm going, like, say I'm in
room.
Have
you still got the tracksuit? Or do you have to give it back?
Still got the trackie.
Quality.
I think, yeah, still got the trackie. So I'm in 132, so I can't remember the number of the rooms, but I'm like that. And it, you know, the card key, it won't work. It's like red. I'm like, bloody hell, what's happening here? And Bex is literally walking down. It's like 20 yards away. I'm only in 123. He's 132. And he's going, oh, I've heard of you. You're messing around in my room. I went, oh, actually not. Like, dead serious. I thought this was my room. Joking? He went, yeah, good one. Just moved me out of the way, walked in the door, just slammed in my face. And I'm like, oh, cheers. Just walked back like a little kid to 1, 2, 3. That was my room. Yeah,
1, 3, 2 was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever, you know. Come, Rob, give us a break today. You're on my balls today, seriously. Doing my fucking head in.
Sorry, mate, I've just been...
It's all right.
I've
don't
been doing
do it
lots.
Again. Please
just
don't
bit.
Do it again, because I will walk out.
England call-up. That's what we're chatting about.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a surprise, though, wasn't it? The quote you said when you got called up was quite... You said, this has come as a bit of a shock. Derby are not doing well. They're bottom of the league. Derby are not doing well, and I don't think I'm playing as well as I can. I've only had 4 bookings this season, and although that doesn't sound great, it's good for me.
How many games have we played?
6. yes, it was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it was a shock, but because Peter Taylor did that one game, so he knew all the...
It was a wacky 11, wasn't it? It was like the experimental 11.
He just put a load of the young lads in, like... And there was me, Michael Ball.
Oh, really?
Wes Brown.
Did he sing before?
Yeah.
National anthem.
So just put a look, like Paul Robinson, I think, was in the squad as well, a goalie.
I've met Michael Ball, the singer.
Which one? Oh, the singer.
His hair don't move.
Doesn't
that? Long hair don't move.
Really?
So much lacquer.
Really?
Proper showbiz.
Yeah, lacquer. Yeah. Good voice, though.
Great voice.
Fantastic.
Good hair.
Just, yeah.
If you want hair that moves, don't go and see Michael. Michael Bolton.
Now that
that's
is it.
No, that's who it was.
I was thinking.
Just realised.
I don't know.
Just realised.
It was Michael Bolton.
This
Michael
episode's Bolton, all over the place.
I don't know. Anyway, Steph, your style of football. Quite kicky.
Brilliant.
Quite kicky. Well, I've had a
kicky.
Like, what's quite quite robust in the tackling. Jim Smith said you can sometimes be too hard in the tackle. And George Boateng said, I think he should learn to kick the ball instead of the player.
Who said
George
that? George
Boateng don't like you.
Yeah, George Boateng don't like.
Yeah, but I remember that. That's well, we just had a bit of a ding dong during the game and
yeah.
Do you reckon you could take Boateng 1-on-1?
Nah.
Is he hard?
I don't know.
Just don't fancy.
No, but we had a we just smashed each other a couple of times. I just went through him once and he got up and started. Weren't much.
Nothing really. But yeah. You think he was a good tackler? He wasn't.
No, it was all right. That was a good tackle on him, that was. Yeah, enjoyed that one.
But, you can tell why I thought he was a shithead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he bled for a bit.
He was fidgeting a bit and his eyes are rolling. Yeah. But he seemed all right. It took him about 3.5 minutes to come round and then we had a great game.
Yeah, exactly. He stopped retired shortly after, but the second half was all right. He enjoyed it. Missed his testimonial, but he's all right now. So was there any like players or managers that stood out being a bit weird or eccentric or like,
yeah,
you know, lively on a night out? You know, like Lee Endre, you know, if you've been out on nights with him and things he's got up to, you stuck it on you, you should probably give about what Lee Endre is up to.
He's,
you know,
after he's fishing now.
I can't say stuff about him on
stuff here. Don't worry.
But there was a time when we were away with the under-21s, and we'd been playing in the European Championships in Slovakia, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we played the first two games. It was like three games in the group, obviously, to try and get out of the group. And we lost the first one, won the second, and then we had one more. But I got booked in the first two games, so I suspended for the last game.
Yeah.
Last group game. But we were in one of the rooms, and Henders and Matt Janssen were on about going out on a night. They said, "Oh, do you fancy going out?" And all this. I could listen to them. And I was thinking, I'll have a bit of that, being I'm suspended anyway, so I can't even play in the last game.
Yeah,
but them two weren't suspended. You know, it's like we all have to wear the same clothes. Was, yeah, so yeah. We had like these bright green Umbro shorts and T-shirt. So I was free of, like, snuck out, gone to this. We went to this nightclub, and there was no one in there. There was just one couple in the.
Yeah.
There was just no one else in there. There's this like big Cadillac in the club, so we were just sitting in there getting like steam, throwing these drinks down us. So anyway, we just stayed in there all night. I don't remember going back to the room, but I was rooming with David Dunn.
Yeah.
And the next morning, he's like, going, fucking, what were you doing last night? I said, I don't know. I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, you're coming, you're falling all over the place. You fell on top of me. You couldn't even stand up. I was like, all right. So we had training that morning anyway. Gone to training. And we had, I think the game was the day after, so they were doing like team shape. So I was on the other team. So 11v11, I was on the other team because I wasn't playing. So the first ball, well, I think it was, about four balls, it looked like, come over to me, just rolled underneath my foot and gone out for a throw-in. So I was like, shit, I'm in trouble here. Me and Henders got through, said, Matt Janssen didn't turn up, he was ill. So he was like hungover and I was sick. He was thrown up all morning, so he didn't train. So me and Henders, we got through the session, we're laughing, like, got back to the room, he's getting knock on the door. Matt Janssen had told the doctor that he'd been out on the piss with me and Henders. So I got a knock on the door from the...
What's he doing, stitching you? Such a rookie.
Psychologist guy, Bill Bezick, his name was. And he's knocking on the door and I'm looking through the people. I didn't want to answer the door because I knew I'm getting, you know, someone to... Howard Wilkinson was a manager.
Right.
So he's ringing the phone and then ringing. So I didn't answer the door for ages and I eventually answered it. I said, I was trying to get some sleep. So anyway, he goes, you need to be downstairs now. The manager wants a meeting with you. I was like, right. So I went down there. And there was like all the staff, Howard Wilkinson, Sammy Lee, all of them, just probably about 10 of them.
Horrible feeling.
And there's just like one chair just on its own. Sit down. So I'm sat
there. I said,
what did you do last night? I went, nothing. I went, no, we know everything we've been told. First thing one knows, where'd you get the money from? And I went, I said, Matt Janssen, he had some Slovakian money and all that. I said he had it. And then why did you go out? I said, don't know. I said, just bored and just went out and stuff. So all three of us got called up one by one, same questions, so same answer kind of thing. But we all got banned for 3 months for that, from international football. Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't come out, though, did it?
I think it did at the time, but it wasn't.
Because it was under 21s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would have probably been bigger nowadays. Everything gets blown up now. Yeah.
3 months banned for me? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That is a joke.
Because you went to the training and train, weren't you?
Well, Matt Janssen didn't. But
what was Woodgate? Did you ever have nights at Woodgate? Or was he?
He's still not in from that night out, would he?
He's still on it. I ended up in Madrid.
I wasn't there when all that stuff with when it kicked off with him and Bo in Leeds. I hadn't signed for Leeds by then, you know, and they got into all that.
Oh, yeah.
But one night, me and my mate, who was living with me at the time, we went up to Middlesbrough, where Woody lived. And he's gone, come up here, love, great. You don't get no hassle to come out with me. Fucking everyone loves me, blah, blah. He's gone out and he's messing about with one of his mates. They're like, slapping each other around the face. So they went outside and we thought they'd just gone out to just mess about. Next week, Woody's coming, like, his jaw's hanging off. He's going, get me jacket, I need to go home. I'm clumsy. His mate had hit him, broke his jaw. So me and my mate are like, we meant to be staying at his house. So me and my mate are like, so I'm thinking, shit, what do I do? So it's like night time by then. So he's had to go to hospital. So we've gone back to his house. His dad's come out and gone, because my car's there. His dad's gone, where's Jonathan? And I went, I don't know. I think he's still out. I said, I've got to go home. So I've had to drive from Middlesbrough to Leeds. We had training the next day as well.
Just to get out of there.
Just to get out of there. I was thinking, shit, because I didn't know what to do. And obviously, Woody wasn't at training the next day. So when I got into training, David O'Leary's called me in. He said, what's happened last night? And I said, well, I went up there to have some food night with Woody and watch a football.
Isn't it amazing how the drinks turn into food?
Yeah, yeah. Went up there for a meal to watch a football because Liverpool were playing some game that we didn't even watch. So I watched a Liverpool game, and then next minute, I thought they were just messing about.
Yeah.
And the next minute he's coming, he's got a broken jaw.
Were they messing about though? Was it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it started off messing about, and then and then it like turned a bit thing. And he's obviously, you know, you must have hit someone. Or must have a bit of an hard punch.
Chinny.
Mm.
Bit chinny.
It's now time for Jimmy on Jimmy.
Do you remember this
section?
This is a quiz about.
It was renamed Kev Gallon on Kev Gallon for a couple of weeks, but now it's Jimmy on Jimmy. This is your little section.
I've got to say, Kev, I'd like to thank you on my behalf. I thought you was brilliant. The only standing who I'd have standing in is the thanks, Kev.
Right. So, Jimmy, who were your football idols as a kid?
I know that. Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah, there's three apparently.
George Best, Paul Gascoigne, Maradona, or Zidane.
Oh, yeah, it's got here George Best, Zidane, and then
Riquelme.
Riquelme?
Yeah, I've got four or five.
Riquelme? I don't know how to say that. It's got a fucking Q in it.
I'd say Queen.
Who looks at that and knows, oh, that's definitely Riquelme.
Riquelme.
He played for Barcelona and Boca Juniors, and
he was unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I know we played.
Argentinian.
I like Pablo Aymar. He was good. Wasn't
I don't know anything about fucking.
Yeah, but ain't about
Riquelme.
You, Rob,
Riquelme.
Go on.
Right. Apparently,
so
bonus
how'd you
points.
You get your hair to go that angle.
You go fuck off. Riquelme.
Yeah.
How does your dad refer to him? But I don't know whether we're talking about Riquelme or Zidane. I think.
Do you want to actually ask a question?
Yeah, I am. Bonus. It says here, bonus
how
points.
Does my dad...
If you can remember how your dad refers to him. I think Zidane.
Yeah, I remember my... Oh, God, I forgot. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know where you're coming from. Because when I first heard about Zidane, I come down the stairs. I always remember this. I think he was playing for... Who did he play for? Was it... Not
Juventus.
Was it Juve? Yeah. Playing for Juve. And I remember I come down the stairs and he goes, watch this boy. He's like a magician. Is it magician?
It says it Zizi Zuzu.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know how to say his name. My dad's a bit backwards. He just went, Zizu, his name is Zizu Zauzo, like saying like that. And I went and I watched him for the first time, and that was the first time when I went, wow, this fella's a player.
Which mate of yours were you reunited with at Gravesend? Got the same surname
as
someone
your
from
book
Ground
that
Force.
You released under the title of Jimmy Billard's autobiography.
Yeah. So I played with him at Gravesend.
Yeah. You were reunited with at Gravesend.
I wasn't.
No.
Oh. I don't know, mate.
You might have to give Casper the friendly gunfire.
What's his second name?
Dimmock.
Oh, Richard Dimmock. Yeah, cool. Now, what happened there? Sorry, I was thinking professional terms. I was at school with Dimmo. And Richard Dimmock was one of the best players I've ever played with.
Really?
You know when you go to school, you get these players, didn't you? And you think, why aren't you a pro? Like I couldn't get in my school team. That's how good our school team was. It was a joke. Not that I was that good as a kid. But Dimmo...
Did you go to school? Erith
was our school. And Dimmo was like the best player. This is how good he was once, right? He was a bit slow in the head. He still is, but he's so funny. We had a penalty once, right? And he's so both-footed, he didn't know... You couldn't tell when he couldn't feel it what was his better foot, right or left. He was so good. It's same as cricket, he'd bowl right and bowl left. It's like a joke. And he had a penalty once and he actually looked at me and he's so thick, he went, I actually don't know what foot to hit it with, Jim. I went, run straight and just hit it with whatever one you feel. He runs straight, toe punted it, left pair went straight in the top bracket. It was unbelievable. The keeper just went like that. It was like
You obviously, listeners can't see that, but that's the keeper looking in the top corner. But yeah, the kick, it just went straight in the top corner. And then he'd take corners with his left, corners with his right.
Really?
But he was so good. And he was so strong. And he had that inner strength where, even though he was built big, yeah, it was, he had the strength of twice the size of that man.
Really?
He'd just hold him and just go, don't worry. And he'd ping it and go, that's in, top bin. Before it'd go in, it'd be in. It was like, it is a joke. The best player.
So did he not make it
with
as a pro?
No, didn't play. Didn't make it.
What's he doing now?
That's it, bonus.
He's a manager.
You know what he's doing now?
Yeah, he's a manager for a team in like non-league.
Do you know the team?
Yeovil.
No, I know the team. What does it begin with? I don't know the team.
M.
Maidstone.
Spell it for me. Meridian.
Yeah. Wow. Meridian FC. Got it. Name two of the other subs on your first team debut at West Ham.
Gavin Olligan.
Yeah.
It was at Liverpool, wasn't it? Gavin Olligan. Because I remember, the reason why I remember this story is because I was on the bench. You've got to remember, I was painting and decorating. And then all of a sudden I'm on the bench the next week at Anfield. I'm like,
still got painting.
Oh, this is different. Yeah, I've still got a bit of undercoat up my nails. Right, okay. And I see, remember Harry Redknapp, he's looking at us because we, one of us he had to put on, and he's going, hip dip dog shit. He's one of them. He's looking. I'm like, go on, choose me. Chose Olligan, didn't he? And then Gav went through, nearly had a chance to score, but he didn't. Yeah, so that was me, Gav. I can't remember the other sub though.
Okay, go on, what's the second? Yeah, who's the biggest nutter you've ever met in football? According to your autobiography.
Johnny Moncur?
No. But why? I want to know why you think it's him. What's he done?
I remember Kitman was all tight Kitman, didn't they? Mm. Like, you go in like, and they go, nah, can I have a new pair of shorts? Mine's got holes in. Nah. You've got about 101 pairs there, mate. Don't know. So Johnny Moncur would go, give me the gear. Give me it now. Give me my stuff. Otherwise, I'm going to tell H. It's Friday, press day. There's all press there, right? So he... Monkey got the ump. It was like, Ed wouldn't give him no kit. That's the kit man, Ed. He went, all right, I'll fuck you then. Don't worry, it's going to come back on you. So, all press day, Johnny Monk runs out stark bollock naked with a rubber glove he's blown out on his head like a chicken and run out, stark bollock, but there's all cameras there. Harry's gone mad. Get in! Like, and Johnny Monk's gone, it's your fucking kit man, won't give me no clobber. The ball's gone over the... We had a big fence put up. He's gone over. Johnny Monk's climbing. It's about 50 foot high. He's climbed over, gone over the top. What he didn't know, there's burglar paint on the top. It's all black all over him. So they come back, couldn't get it
off. He's just naked with a...
Yeah. Yeah, he was nuts, mate. All his arse cracked out.
Who was it if it wasn't Monk?
Well, apparently it was nuttier than that.
For West Ham?
I don't know. It's Dean Hooper.
Oh, yeah. He was a crackpot. Yeah, he was... The amount... Because we had Barry Fry as a manager.
Yeah.
So him and... Dean used to like clash all the time. Dean back then was still a bricklayer. He still like was building, he had his own building firm. But I still speak to Hoops now. Like, this is how much of a loop he is. He'll say put a tweet out or something, and then it'll be like 10 minutes late or something. You're a fucking joke. It'd be like, you're out of order, you forgot where you come from. I said, Dean, I've only just got the tweet, mate. Guess a yard. He'd be like, on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's one of them. He's a lunatic. He don't upset
him. So he tweets at you, and if you don't reply
say,
to him.
Yeah, the other week, I'll say, Dean, come on, mate. Give us a break. It's like a day late or something. I'm busy. No, you're out of order. You could have just called me. Yeah, genuinely got the up with me. Like, come on, mate. I'm doing you a favour, and you're getting the up with me.
But he just wanted
to. Yeah, he was a lunatic. Right. But also, he used to, like, the amount of times him and Baz had square ups and straight.
Oh, really?
Nah, it was a joke. Great, great times.
As the last question, what was your song choice on the CD you made when you won the semi-final against Arsenal?
Chaz and Dave, Rabbit.
Good song.
What do you mean we've made a CD? Is that like what they played before the match? Or?
No. When we got to whatever final, semi-final, I think we got to the final, so we beat Arsenal on double legger, and like the boys who run the music just said, look, everyone choose a song, we'll play at the end, and we'll decide, we'll all see whose song choice it was, yeah, and have a bit of crack around it. It'd be good. From R&B to Chaz and Dave, if you want.
Yeah.
And you got to imagine we had a lot of French boys at that time, so I'm putting Rabbit, 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 Chaz and Dave. They're like, what is this? And I'm going, you got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. They're like, what the fuck is that? But Gaffer loved it.
Don't stop joking.
Why don't you give it a rest? Rabbit, 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 rabbit. It was classic. They had all the French going, what the fuck is he on about?
As if I didn't know he's mad already. But yeah, it's brilliant.
Very good Jimmy on Jimmy there, Ian. The Team Talk game, right? Basically, we don't know if you've listened to these ones where I give, because Jimmy's the now, well, manager of Leatherhead now, but before it was about he's managing his pub team, the One Bell, and I give you a scenario and you have to give a team talk. So, Sniffy, you handled the literal shitstorm in the previous episode of this little play, wasn't it?
What happened? The burst pipes burst on the pipe, pitch. Burst shit pipes, all over the pitch. Yeah. I'm furious.
And you've been promoted to assistant manager of the One Bell.
Fucking hell,
with
yes.
With Billy at your side, which is me.
Oh, right, you're Billy.
I'm Billy. As a first team coach, Jimmy's distracted by his new job as Leatherhead, so needs you to step up to the plate. Okay. It's before a big crunch game at the top of the table, Seth's done Jimmy a favour and turned up to play. There's one problem. No one knows who you are. They all respect Billy.
Why do they respect you? I'm a local lad.
There's a lot going on in this one.
That's the thing with this.
Where's the fucking story going?
Right. Jimmy's the manager of Leatherhead. And he's the manager of the One Bell. However, time is going towards Leverhead because One Bell's a pub team and that's a sort of semi-pro team. So you're assistant manager, I'm Billy, your assistant, and you've got to step up. However, you've gone to Jimmy now, right? And Jimmy's going to give you a pep talk because the lads aren't listening to you. They keep listening to Billy because he's a local lad and you've not got authority and you're going to Jimmy to get some advice and then you're going to deliver the team
talk. This should come out all wonky, but it could be good.
So, first I go to Jimmy and then I do a team talk.
Yeah. Right. So you go to
what
Jimmy.
Do I need to know? I'm just Jimmy. Okay, I'm
so you. He needs some advice. He needs to give him some advice, and then he's going to come and give the team a team talk, and then you can chip in at the end of his team talk to the players. Yeah. So go to ask Jimmy for some
these
advice.
He's turned into players. That little race, like the archers. They're fucking ready. What's this?
He's got an headache. Right.
I call you Gaffer. I'm coming through the door.
Okay. Hang on.
Yeah. Right. Let's do this. Come in. You all right, Gaff?
Yeah, sweet.
I'm having a bit of a problem at the old Bell.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, listen, mate. See, you're swanning off at Leatherhead.
Yeah.
And have you put me in charge? But they don't respect that because I'm from the north and I've never played football. No one's heard of me. So they think just
Smithy,
because
Smithy,
of those
stop
reasons,
there, stop there. I'm going to tell you straight. You have got an unbelievable squad there, an honest bunch of boys. What's your problem?
They're not listening. How do I get the respect, Jimmy? How do I go in there and say, Jimmy put me in charge, listen to me, do what I want. How do I get them to listen to me, Jimmy?
Exactly like that. What sort of tone of voice are you going in there with?
I'm going in there like, all right, boys.
Well, that's probably what's wrong, Smithy.
Why, what should
go
I be
in
doing?
There, a bit more aggression, right, and a bit more that like you believe in yourself. At the minute, you're talking like you work in a library or something. Come on, sort yourself out.
Right.
All right?
It's Billy here.
What's your fucking game, Billy?
That's better.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want? I'm busy. What do you want?
Have you got Do you have a yellow X5?
What the fuck is a yellow X5?
Have you got a yellow X5?
What's a yellow X5?
You know the car you drove in this morning. You know your BMW yellow.
Oh yeah, I've got a yellow car. Yeah. I don't know what an X5 is, mate. I've just got a car.
Smithy, not so high pitch.
Sorry, I've just got a car.
The lads have just set it on fire.
Right, get them in here now.
They're still setting on fire.
Fucking hell.
Some of them are on fire as well.
Right, we'll walk over to them. We've had this glass floor installed. Fuck off. Right. You haven't been setting no fucker's car on fire until we got Seth on loan. Who started this? Who's playing the lads? This is fucking bullshit. That's my X5.
We thought it'd be a laugh.
Why would it be a laugh? What's going to be amusing about this? I'm going to come back and be like, oh, ha, 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 my car's on fire. I can't drive anymore.
It was TJ Moncur's idea because Jimmy normally puts water Moncur's in it, so he thought Jimmy could put water on it.
Listen, you've got no respect for me, any of you lads, and you're listening to Billy here because he's from the nearby town. Jimmy put me in charge. Local doesn't mean good. If when a new Tesco moves in, you fuck off the local shop because it's shit. I'm Tesco.
Well done, Tesco.
Well done.
Yes, thank you.
Well done. That is brilliant.
It's stressful, isn't it?
Great work.
Yeah, ain't good. Easy being a manager.
It's tough, isn't it? All right, well done, lads. That's the end of the episode. Thanks, Seth.
Cheers, Seth. Thanks very much.
Excellent stuff.
Cheers.
And if you want more, we've got one more coming out next week. Of who have we got? We have to say, or is it a surprise? Tony Warner.
Oh, big one.
He's a pal of yours, isn't he, Tony Warner?
Yeah, good mate of mine.
Ex-Millwall goalkeeper.
He's phoning me out already. He's like, got some great stories. What I'm going to do so I don't forget them is write them all down.
Wow.
See,
yeah.
He's got two pages worth already.
Really?
So, we've never had a goalkeeper on, have we?
He ain't that much of a goalie, but yeah.
Well, that'll be on next week. Don't forget, hashtag Magic Sponge and at Dave Magic Sponge. Let's keep the hashtag Jimmy for England campaign going. That's picking up some traction
as nice.
New England manager. Okay. And thank you, Seth Johnson.
I'll say blinding, Seth.
Gaffer, Jimmy Bernard. Don't forget, download, subscribe, do all that malarkey and get your mates listening. Try and get us back up the charts. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.